This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the combination of Japanese technology and Indian talent can lead the tech revolution of this century. Addressing the India-Japan Economic Forum in Tokyo, Prime Minister Modi said that Japan is technology powerhouse and India is a talent powerhouse. A report.
Japan tech powerhouse hai aur Bharat ek talent powerhouse hai. Bharat ne AI, semiconductor, quantum computing, biotech aur space mein bold aur ambitious initiatives liye hai. Japan ki technology aur Bharat ka talent milkar is sadi ke tech revolution ka netrutva kar sakte.
He said Japan has always been an important partner in India's development journey. From metros to manufacturing, from semiconductors to startups, this partnership symbolizes mutual trust in every sector. Speaking on the occasion, Japan PM Shigeru Ishiba said Japan's advanced technology and India's outstanding talent complement each other, leading to a dramatic expansion of our economic ties. He highlighted that many Japanese companies are playing a key role in Make in India. President Draupadi Murmu today presented SCOP Eminence Awards 2022-23 to public sector enterprises in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, President Murmu said, public sector enterprises have been a powerful instrument of economic growth and social inclusion since independence. Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai today administered the oath of office to two newly appointed judges of the Supreme Court. Justice Alok Arade and Justice Vipul Manubhai Pancholi took oath as apex court judges, 2 days after the government cleared their appointments. The Supreme Court has now regained its full sanctioned strength of 34 judges, including the Chief Justice of India. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla inaugurated the two-day national conference of the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribes Parliamentary Committee at Bhubaneswar this morning. The conference is being attended by Deputy Chairperson of Rajya Sabha, Harivans, Union Ministers, Orissa Chief Minister, Chairman and members of the committee, among the other dignitaries from across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the newly constructed Brahmaputra wing of the Raj Bhavan in Guwahati, followed by e-inauguration of National Cyber Forensic Laboratory at Golaghat and Foundation Stone Laying cum inauguration of various development projects for the armed forces. The Home Minister said the central government is prioritizing a forensic evidence-based approach in criminal justice systems in the country. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh K.T. Parnayak today conferred governor's citations to the National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports, the Rang 1900 Field Regiment and 2nd Battalion of the Dogra Regiment, the 16th Battalion of the Jammu and Kashmir Light Infantry, 4 Corps Signal Regiment, 305 Field Hospital and 667 Army Aviation Squadron at Rajavan, Itanagar. NIMAS and the Army units received citations for their outstanding professionalism, sharp operational insight and the two indomitable spirit, as well as for fostering a deep bond of trust and synergy with the district administration and the people of the state. Cloudbursts in Rudraprayag and Chamoli districts of Uttarakhand have caused severe damage. Relief and rescue operations are being carried out on a war footing in the affected areas. Our Dehradun correspondent reports in the Dewal block of Chamoli district, a house was damaged resulting in the death of 2 people. The bodies of both victims have been recovered. Rudraprayag district magistrate Pratik Jain said that there is a possibility that some individuals may be trapped under the debris. Today is National Sports Day, marking the birth anniversary of one of the greatest field hockey players, Major Dhyan Chand. The day is celebrated to emphasize the importance of sports and physical activities and serves to honor Major Dhyan Chand's legacy in Indian hockey. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion, paying tributes to Indian hockey legend Major Dhyan Chand. Mr. Modi said his legacy continues to inspire generations. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the government remains committed to supporting athletes, building infrastructure and making India a global hub for sporting excellence. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.